The White House is urging House Democrats to support the deal ahead of tomorrow's expected vote, but a handful of members have yet to decide if they'll back it. Others are raising concerns over some provisions, including those new work requirements for food stamp recipients. Joining me now is one of those Democrats, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan. It's always good to see you. Thanks for being with us. And we just heard Republican Congressman Scott Perry express his frustration about the process, saying that he feels the House has been forced into a position of negotiating against itself. You have expressed some frustration as well, saying that you felt like you were held hostage by this process. Now that you've had time to read the bill, ask questions of the White House about the provisions contained within it, do you still feel that way? What's your assessment of this compromise bill?
First of all, I still feel like we're being held hostage. The fact of the matter is the country cannot default, period. And the consequences are scary, intimidating. We would be harming our economy for years to come, hurting seniors, veterans, children. I could go through the list. So default is not an option. But that's why we're being held hostage, because I am one of the people that has read all 100 pages of this bill. And I have been asking questions for 3 days. And there are things in this bill that I would clearly not support. I believe people, when you talk about the environmental provisions, which, by the way, why are they even part of this? People focus on the West Virginia pipeline and they focus on transmission. But I've read the bill and I have questions and have raised it. I think it guts the heart of NEPA, which is considered the Magna Carta of environmental laws around the world. And I believe the communities have a right. Do I think the bill needs to be modernized? Yes, but I think communities have a right to have a say about their water, their air, their ground. And I think people don't understand what the potential consequences of it are. I do. When you talk about work requirements, I think they're raising the age for people age 50 to 54. Well, there's a group I'm really worried about, which is women who have had to leave the workforce during this pandemic. It's the sandwich generation. They're caregivers. The definition of a dependent that would be eligible is a child 1 to 6 or someone that is totally an invalid. So most seniors don't fall into that definition.
Well, let me ask you this. Given your concerns, are you inclined to support the bill? Will you vote in favor?
I'm still undecided because I know we can't default. I'm angry that we're in this position. I'm looking for answers to questions, and I'm talking to my colleagues. I'm talking to the White House, making it really clear about my concerns.
President Biden had said for weeks, months in fact, that he would not negotiate on the debt. He said that as a matter of principle. Now he's effectively done that. He's negotiated on the budget. Should he have done that earlier? Was it a strategic mistake, a miscalculation by this White House to not start this process months ago?
So first of all, hindsight is foresight, but I will be very clear that anybody who knows me says that people should be at the table. Compromise is not a dirty word. We need to be talking to each other and listening to each other. And quite frankly, if you look at the record, I said it a month ago when somebody asked me and probably got in trouble with some people. So I'm always the person that says, sit at the table, talk early, talk about the issues.
In exchange for Republican support, the White House agreed to cap federal spending for the next 2 years. What does that mean in a practical sense? What should the American people expect?
Well, one of the questions that we're all asking are, what does it mean? Because defense spending will increase by 3%. We're protecting veterans. That's something we're all very happy about. But Social Security should not be cut. But what are the programs that are going to be cut? And quite frankly, there's still a lot of questions about that. There are a lot of questions about the COVID spending and what money will still be there? What's obligated? Communities across the country are very concerned now because they thought they had to 2024 to spend that money. I, by the way, have been yelling at my communities, if you need that money, you should be spending it now. But I think there are a lot of questions, and that's part of the problem of the way that this has been done when we're down to last minute crises that we cannot not pay our bills, but we're making deals like this that should not be done. They should be part of regular order.
The White House says that this bill represents a good outcome, that it's consistent with past bipartisan budget agreements, and that they're effectively saying this could have been a lot worse given the fact that they're dealing with a divided Congress. Do you accept that argument?
Well, when I'm in meetings, I get a lot of this could have been a lot worse. This is what could have been in it. By the way, I do believe it could have been a lot worse. But this is a budget deal, and we're putting things in there like permitting, which, by the way, we do need to address. But I think that people aren't paying enough attention to actually what's in there, that it could actually gut major environmental laws. So, you know, I just feel betwixt and between. I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place. And I know we got to do something to raise the debt limit, because that outcome is unacceptable, and I'm unhappy with what's in the bill. If these were issues that were being voted on, not included in this package, I would not be voting for them.
Across the House, there are more than 24 Republican no votes. Will there be enough Democratic support to ensure that this bill passes and that we avoid a default?
So, to a person, I know that everybody in the Democratic caucus knows default is not okay. I think everybody is waiting to see how many Republicans are going to vote for this bill. I think that a lot of people are just very unhappy about where we are, and that we're down to a finish line like we are, where the consequences are so real if we don't raise the debt ceiling. So I think there are a lot of unhappy people who know that we got to protect our country.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you for joining us this evening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.